West Palm Beach. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And right now, as we do each and every week, we're going to give you a chance to win a $25 Edwin Watts golf gift card. It's the Edwin Watts Golf Honda Classic Trivia. From now until March 9th, which of course is the Sunday after the Honda Classic, we're going to be asking our listeners Honda Classic Golf Trivia questions, with the first correct caller in on the phone lines winning a $25 Edwin Watts golf gift card. Now, you can redeem your Edwin Watts golf gift card at our local Palm Beach Gardens Edwin Watts Golf Store on North Lake Boulevard, just east of I-95. Pat, yesterday, they had a ping fitting day, a ping demo day at the North Lake Edwin Watts Golf Store there on Palm Beach Gardens and North Lake Boulevard. Had a chance to happen on in, trying out some of those new I-10 irons and the G-10 drivers. Oh, well, this is kind of corny, but the best thing about them is they're orange.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I love orange.
Well, they lost the sale with me then.
Well, Clemson's orange,
I know,
too.
I know. They've turned me off to orange now. And there, that's my team colors.
Yeah, so it was really cool getting to swing some ping clubs yesterday during the ping demo day at the Edwin Watts Golf Store there in Palm Beach Gardens on North Lake Boulevard. And that's where you can redeem your Edwin Watts Golf gift card. Edwin Watts Golf is golf's most trusted retailer since 1968. So here is today's Edwin Watts Golf Honda Classic trivia question. Now, we know that the Honda Classic has a storied history in South Florida over many courses and many venues over many years and many different names. And we realize that it started in Inverary way back in the early 70s. It's got over a 35-year history in South Florida. And at some point, it became known as the Honda Classic. The trivia question for today, looking for one of two things, either the year, the first year that the Honda Classic was titled the Honda Classic, or give me the venue. What was the venue that the tournament moved to that year and then became known as the Honda Classic? It's kind of an easy question. I mean, we're working with an area of about 5 years here, if you want to make an educated guess, an area of about 5 years when the Honda Classic became known as the Honda Classic instead of the Jackie Gleason Inverary Classic. And, of course, it moved away from the Inverary Club down there in Fort Lauderdale that same year. So give me either the course that it moved to or the year that it made that move, where it then became known as the Honda Classic. 888-760-ESPN, 888-760-3776. First correct caller in on the phone lines, winning a $25 Edwin Watts golf gift card. Coming right back, and Russ Holden, founder of Caddy for a Cure, will be joining us. This is a fabulous foundation, and four big-time names in the world of golf: Ben Crane, Freddie Funk, Todd Hamilton, and Justin Rose. You can go online right now, today, and bid to caddy for one of those players during a practice round at this year's Honda Classic. Russ Holden, founder of Caddy for a Cure, coming up next. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.
You're listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 7.
All right, welcome back to the show. 9:34 on a Sunday morning in West Palm Beach. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, right here on ESPN Radio 760 with you for about another half an hour before we hand it off to Steve and Jeremy with the Sunday Sports Page live from the Allianz Championship in Boca Raton. And congratulations going out to Jeff in Wellington. He knew that Eagle Trace was the venue that the Honda Classic moved to. The year was 1984, the first year that it became known as the Honda Classic. Now, there's kind of an asterisk here because in 1982, 82 was the first year that Honda became a sponsor of the tournament, but the tournament was still at Inverary for that point. So for the next 2 years, 1982 and 1983, the tournament was known as the Honda Inverary Classic. Tournament moves to Eagle Trace in Coral Springs in 1984. You drop the Inverary, and that's the first year that it became known as the Honda Classic. So congratulations to Jeff from Wellington. Gets himself a $25 Edwin Watts golf gift card. Bruce Litsky, by the way, Champions Tour player, was the winner of that very first inaugural Honda Classic at Eagle Trace in 84.
Very good. He might be my pick today, Russ. I'm not giving away too much.
Interesting.
But I like Litsky right now.
Interesting, as we will, of course, give you our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions in the next segment for our winners today at Pebble Beach and the Allianz down in Boca. But congratulations to Jeff from Wellington. Gets himself a $25 Edwin Watts golf gift card. Edwin Watts Golf is golf's most trusted retailer since 1968. And joining us now on the line